So from time to time on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we like to catch up with Transcare to find out what that wonderful community group are getting up to. Gary joins us as always. Gary, how are we doing, mate?
Good, thanks, Andrew. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Your wellness and reablement program is continuing.
Yes, it's picking up some momentum now. We've got some really top-notch presenters. We last week finished off our fortnight of exercise and heart health with Shannon Ponton, who's a very well-renowned TV personal trainer.
Right.
He's done a wonderful job working with the elderly. And over this next coming fortnight, we've got Brendan Moore back, who's an Australian TV presenter and author of gardening books. And this is, I think, Brendan's third visit for the program.
Oh, that's great.
And he'll be doing some creative gardening workshops across the six towns: Aberdeen, Muswellbrook, Denman, Merriwa, Murrundi. I don't know if I get that right, but and Scone. So we're looking forward to that.
Everybody loves their gardens around the Hunter Valley, so that is something to look forward to. Now we're coming into winter. Meals on Wheels. It's a very important time.
Yes, it's a good alternative in winter. If people the cold weather and wet weather we're getting, people don't want to go to the shops all the time, so you know, it's a client-based service, but it's up and running. It's got capacity, and we're always looking for people that are interested in using that service.
Absolutely, and you're talking about the meals at centre could possibly expand.
We've had restrictions on transport arrangements through our bus service.
Yeah.
But as we're anticipating, things will relax a little bit, and if that's the case, we're looking at trying to expand our meals at centre. It's been back in operation since January, and it's had a really good uptake from clients. And in that program, we bring people together for a social lunch at the moment in Muswellbrook and Scone once a month. But we'd like to bring people from those outlying areas in for a meal as well, so they can enjoy that social experience and getting together with like-minded people.
It's a simple thing that we underestimate, but just to be able to share a meal with somebody can be a real social occasion.
It is if you're at home a lot
and
your mobility is restricted and you know, you might not be driving anymore. So, you know, often in aged care, it's people coming to you to provide a service, but this is really, really important for people's well-being, that they can actually get out and have that social interaction.
Absolutely right. Of course, as always, if you want to find out more about Transcare, you can go to their website, transcare.org.au, or do what I do, give Gary a call on 6545 3113. Gary Lane, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date.
Thank you, Andrew. Pleasure.